www.thebridgeofhope.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A whistleblower complaint that has become public alleges that President Trump asked the Ukrainian government to interfere in the 2020 election by investigating former Vice President Joe Biden and his son, who was a board member of a Ukrainian energy company. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff of California speaks about the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo admitting to being on a phone call with Ukraine.
We are deeply concerned about Secretary Pompeo's effort now to potentially interfere with witnesses whose testimony is needed before our committee.
Secretary of State Pompeo's response?
As for was I on the phone call, I was on the phone call. And we won't tolerate folks on Capitol Hill bullying, intimidating State Department employees. That's unacceptable. And it's not something that I'm going to permit to happen.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835. With our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension, it's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
The September private payrolls report is out. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The ADP private payrolls report released this morning shows the U.S. economy adding approximately 135,000 jobs last month.
$199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Today is the 22nd International Walk and Bike to School Day. Cities across the nation and in dozens of other countries will be encouraging kids to use their bicycles or foot power instead of buses and carpools. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin is encouraging Kentucky students to participate in tomorrow's observance of Bring Your Bible to School Day. He tweeted a video out yesterday saying the Judeo-Christian principles within the Bible are timeless and provide knowledge, wisdom, and guidance.
Young people from kindergarten all the way through college age will be bringing their Bibles to school. And I would encourage you, please, don't just bring your Bible to school, but read your Bible. Bring it, share it with others.
Johnson & Johnson is settling a multi-million dollar lawsuit with two Ohio counties over its role in the opioid epidemic. The drug maker is going to pay more than $20 million to Cuyahoga and Summit counties. The settlement removes Johnson & Johnson from an upcoming lawsuit later this month against several other opioid-producing companies. And Beyoncé's father is getting the word out about men and breast cancer. Matthew Knowles has been diagnosed with it. The 67-year-old Knowles helped propel his daughter Beyoncé to fame, managing her early career as part of the group Destiny's Child. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Hey, Pat.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness?
NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Tune in.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
It's live
this
on
blue
Facebook.
Thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
A Pure Component linking spirit and science is a show about life, health, wellness, and mystery. And we have great giveaways, too. Tune in to A Pure Component linking spirit and science every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, see us live on Facebook.com/A Pure Component.
Hello and good morning. Thank you for joining us at A Pure Component. We're here today with a wonderful guest. We have... We have a wonderful guest today, Earl Hansen. He is the author of 10 books, and I'm elated to have him today. He has excellent information today. Our subject is the brain and love. Before we begin, we're going to start with a commercial break.
2 years ago, more than 500 business and political leaders came to New Jersey's first ever business summit in Atlantic City. They discussed how they could work together to solve key issues hampering our state's economic growth. And out of that summit came action. We saw taxes reduced and the trust fund for rebuilding our infrastructure fully funded once again. Many of the summit's participants came together to create Opportunity New Jersey, a coalition dedicated to making our state more competitive and more affordable. In this election year, Opportunity New Jersey wants to make sure both candidates support common sense fiscal policies that will meet these goals. That is why Opportunity New Jersey will host the 2017 Affordability Summit on Monday, September 18th at First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens in Somerset. Join us at this Affordability Summit and add your voice to those who want to see New Jersey move forward. To register, call Opportunity New Jersey at 609-393-6998. That's 609-393-6998. Or visit opportunitynj.org.
This message sponsored by the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Hello, Dr. Earl, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, how are you? I'm just doing a test. I'm going to be with you in just a moment, just making sure you're on air. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us at A Pure Component. We will be talking about brain health and love. Today, on Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, we are featuring a wonderful author. He has authored 10 different books, each one better than the last. And I'm very excited to have him here with us today. Before we begin, and before I put him on, I'd like to just talk a little bit about the brain. So I'm not the expert, he is, but one of the things that we never think about is how the brain is actually what we think and what we think and how our brain works really affects the way our life goes. Basically, what we think drives our behaviors. And so having a healthy brain is crucial and very, very important in today's world. So, Dr. Hansen, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. I have a practice here in Southern California, and for the last 26 years I've been involved in doing SPECT brain imaging, which means single photon emission computerized tomography, which is another way of saying that we have the technology to take a snapshot of the brain. And for the last 26 years, I and my staff, we've made over 4,000 referrals to the Amen Clinic here in Southern California, Costa Mesa, and has spent a lot of time integrating brain imaging information into spiritual, emotional, sexual health. Because it really allows us to really focus on the whole person. And so it's exciting to, people who have long-standing problems with anxiety or depression or ADD or addictions and so on, to be able to take a look at the brain. And then once we look at the brain, we look at areas of overactivity and underactivity. We like to say not enough blood flow or too much blood flow. And when we know that region of the brain, then we know what to do to help that area of the brain. And so it's been an exciting time, Tori, and it's always fun to talk with you about the brain.
Yes, it is. One of my favorite books is the last book you wrote, which was This Is Your Brain on Joy. And I have told so many people about this book, and I also teach some esoteric courses, and it's in their reading list because it's an excellent book, and I think anyone who has children should pick that book up. The name is a little deceiving. I don't know if people really realize what your book is about just by looking at the title, and they always say never judge a book by its title, but this book is really important because it shows people how to use their relationships or work their relationships in a more healthy way. This book is very compelling, and it's a nice must read because I'm telling you, this last 2 months in September and this month coming up in October, I have 7 weddings to go to, and I think this is a great gift for someone who's getting married.
Well, and Tori, what's really interesting about your work in meditation and hypnotherapy and so on is there's an area in the brain that's called the basal ganglia. And there's a left basal ganglia, a right basal ganglia, and that's the anxiety thermostat of the brain. And it sets the level of anxiety throughout your whole body. So it's not just the sensation of anxiety, but as that area gets elevated, it increases like neck and shoulder tension, headaches, migraines, can be GI problems. And so like when you teach in one of your courses about meditation, how to go deep and calm yourself and feel peace, or in a hypnotherapy kind of focus on dealing with a specific issue, that process that you teach people in actually calms that left and right basal ganglia so that people's muscles begin to relax, that neck and shoulder tension goes away, and with continued practice can learn how to manage that anxiety part of the brain. And so what you do is, the kind of work you do is something that now we can actually measure by looking at the brain, and which we already know it works, but now it's really fascinating to see that you can actually see before and after scans where the brain will actually calm down.
Yes.
And that's when people start to feel peace, and they start to feel comfort, they feel that tension left out of their body.
Yes, we wanted to try to show and demonstrate some photos, but I was trying to Skype, and for some reason it keeps knocking us out. But if you can send those to me, I'll put it on my website and just, you know, explain it and put the, you know, so people can actually see what we're talking about. But if you do purchase this book, and I suggest you do, there are some images in the book as well. And it's very easy reading. It's concise and to the point. So it's also fun. What I like about this book is when you hear about a book, when they say this is a book about a brain, it's not like the boring old, you know, oh my God, stuffy book. It's fun. It has relatable stories in it. Can you tell us how you came up with the idea of writing such a book?
Well, in working with Dr. Amen, there's a checklist. It's called the Amen Brain Systems Checklist, and it measures five different systems in the brain. The prefrontal cortex, which is that area right behind your forehead, which has to do with attention, concentration, judgment, impulse, control, forethought, and planning. I mean, a lot of significant things that help us in daily living and in our relationships, and particularly love relationships. And then the sides of the brain, the temporal lobes, which has to do with mood regulation. It helps us interpret tone of voice, facial expressions, short-term memory, long-term memory. The basal ganglia I already mentioned, the limbic system, which is like our measure of depression. And then the cingulate, which is like a gear shifter in the brain. Well, in giving that checklist over and over again, because that's the checklist that's actually used in the book, and the different chapters on each one of those brain systems, I wanted people to have a practical way of finding out if what they were doing to help themselves was actually working. So if they were on supplements, medications, or even the therapy that they're using, they could rate themselves on those checklists and find out if change is happening. Because I wanted people to be their own best advocate, you know, in talking to their therapist or clinician or coach, whoever they're working with, so that they actually know that they're reaching the target. And the other part of it was the brain is, when we first started off this, the brain is like this mysterious organ, and like you're saying, most stuff you read about it, you know, it's kind of technical and dry and overly professional. And I wanted something that people could easily have at their fingertips that was user-friendly, and it started to make sense out of complex problems. And so that's what motivated me to do this. And then also, it helped me not only with the clients I was working with, but myself personally, and it's like every member of my family has been scanned. So we can actually know what to do and even know the best ways to interact with each other.
Right, I understand that. And this book is actually scientifically proven, so people are really getting information that they can rely on. Before we continue, I do have to break for a commercial, and we'll be back with Dr. Helsman.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful
day. Hi, Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today, 908-782-7195.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Info at
breaking news out of Connecticut, where a World War II era bomber has crashed in a fireball as it tried to land at New England's second busiest airport. Fire and rescue operations continue at this hour. A spokesman for Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont confirming the crash of the B-17 at Bradley International Airport north of Hartford. Airport officials say the plane was associated with the Collings Foundation, an educational group that was bringing its Wings of Freedom vintage aircraft display to Bradley this week. Other breaking news involving Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders hospitalized after heart surgery. Campaign officials say the 78-year-old Sanders experienced chest discomfort while in Las Vegas. Doctors found a blockage in an artery and inserted a couple of stents. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is...
Go, well, I've been sitting here 20 minutes, no...
Donald Trump and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a...
Okay, we're back with a pure component. We are linking spirit and science. I didn't expect to have that breaking news, so I was actually a little bit surprised myself, but I hope everyone in that crash did survive. I didn't really hear much about it. So anyways, we're here with Dr. Earl Helsman, and we are talking about the brain and how it works. And we were talking about how everything that is in the book, that the book called This Is Your Brain on Love, is scientifically proven. Can you tell us a little bit about the research that you did in order to make sure that you're giving us the right information?
When people come in to see me, that could be for any number of problems, like, you know, marital communication, intimacy issues, or addiction issues, which always are blocks to intimacy in a relationship. And then what we do is then actually have them get a brain scan, and then we start to find some answers. So, what I mean by that, let's say there's an injury in the frontal cortex, which actually it's almost rare for a man not to have hit his head somewhere along the line with sports or car accident or something like that. And so then they'll say things. There's a whole phenomenon in the frontal cortex called forethought, thinking something through before we say it or do it. And so, you know, like in the Brain and Love book, I'll use this phrase, no forethought means no foreplay. And so if a person says something impulsive that's hurtful without thinking it through, it's not many times in psychology you're thinking, well, they're trying to hurt that person or they're using anger wrongly or something. Well, we start to find out there's a whole group of people, when we look at the brain, that they actually have an injury there. And under stress, they don't have forethought. They don't think it through. Or say they turn toward pornography or alcohol or cannabis or something like that to calm things down rather than deal with it. And they can look you right straight in the face and promise not to do that again. But then when they get under stress, they just keep doing that dysfunctional behavior over and over again. And then we find out there's an injury. And see, once we know what the injury is, and or if there's might be a need for a supplement to be used to help improve on the neurotransmitter dopamine in that frontal cortex, then they'll start to think things through before they say it or do it. Or they won't explode. You know, they'll actually be able to talk about their feelings and say, I feel upset or I feel frustrated or I feel hurt, rather than going into rage, you know, which will only cause more problems in their distance. So the science part of it is actually looking at the brain and then correlating that with behaviors, which we've been doing for 26 years, and then getting to the point, you know, where we can then actually know the system of the brain, you know, that needs some help and can help a person function. If I could just give you a quick example for you. The man came in at the point of divorce because of a problem with rage and so on, and happened also to be an attorney who was having problems with memory. And in during a trial or something, you know, the information wasn't right there for him to express or talk about that he needed to help his clients. And then at home, explosive. Well, we did a brain scan on him, and turned out, you know, when he was in the service in Afghanistan, you know, we had trauma there from not only the post-traumatic stress, but from being near explosive devices. So there was injury to his temporal lobes and his frontal cortex. And so he always would come across, you know, like he wasn't very caring or very feeling. Well, we got him a scan, then a lot of combination of medications and supplements to balance it, and practicing, you know, mindfulness, meditation kinds of things, plus dealing with the past. And one session he came in, and he said to me, kind of gruffly, I could tell he's kind of teasing me. He said, okay, now, Dr. Henson, what in the world's going on with me? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I sat down and I watched a Disney movie, My Two Little Girls, and I cried. Now, for him, that brain injury kept him from feeling. And so his wife and his daughters found him as cold and unresponsive and not empathetic. But when we actually helped his brain to heal, then the emotions were there. It turned out he wasn't cold. I mean, he had a head trauma, and he had a brain chemistry problem, a brain health problem. And as we got the hardware of the brain working better toward, then the other issues, you know, the hurts, the angers, the resentments in the past, the lack of a meaningful spirituality, when we got the hardware working, then it's easier to change the software and have people make the changes that I'm trying to work on their whole life.
Right, so this is apparent when you do your brain scans. You can tell what area of the brain is not working or functioning correctly, and then you're right. Able to help that particular client. So can you give us you know, just a little bit of maybe one thing that everyone can do? Because as you said before, everyone has had some type of an injury, whether it was sports or whatever. And so everyone kind of needs to work on this. So probably the majority of people, I would even venture out and say 99%, because it's probably a very small percentage of people who don't need to work on this. What would you say everyone should go out and, you know, and or make sure that they do in their lives now to remedy some of the things that are going on within their relationships because of a trauma that they had or brain injury?
Well, one of the, several things. First off, the brain gets replenished with oxygen two primary ways. And whenever we increase oxygen intake in the brain, it's also helping to heal the brain. And those two primary ways are a good night's sleep and then exercise. Now, there's an area in the base of your brain, if you put your hand in the back of your head, right at the base of the brain, called the cerebellum. And so when we walk, work out, get on an elliptical trainer, that area of the brain is activated, and it, through physical movement, helps lower that anxiety part of the brain, and then the blood flow to the front part of the brain increases. That's why, when we're working out or going for a long walk, we might get ideas or thoughts or solutions to problems that just pop into our mind. And so everyone needs to be walking and working out and things like that every day. And so many couples that are having problems talking to each other, and I know there's head trauma, I found out, say in the history, and I'll say when you want to talk about an issue, take a walk in your neighborhood while you're talking, because while they're moving, that blood flow is improving in the front part of their brain, and then also there's the public kind of thing, they're not going to yell at each other while they're walking, but right. They will listen more. The other thing, that everybody should do, and it's part of what you do in terms of meditation and hypnotherapy and so on, is you take your hands and put them right on top of your ears and let the fingers just drop over the top of your head. That region of the brain is called the parietal lobes. Now, the parietal lobes process outside sensory experience, like lights and sounds and things like that. And if you go to a friend of mine's website, AndrewNewberg.com, he's in Philadelphia, and he's a researcher. He uses, and psychiatrist, he uses SPECT scans just like we use here in Southern California. And he's got these beautiful scans before meditation and after meditation. Now, remember I just told you how the parietal lobes process outside experience, like lights and sounds?
Yes.
Well, you can see a change in the parietal lobes on those brain scans after a person is in meditation or in prayer. Right. And so when we go into that deep meditated state and connect with a power greater than ourselves, it's actually changing brain chemistry and helping make structural changes in the brain. And you can actually see that. So there's like that proof. When you spend that 15 minutes a day or half hour a day, not only is it healing for you in terms of lessening anxiety and helping with any physical ailment a person's dealing with, it's also healing the brain, because then you'll see blood flow after meditation when we scan people in that front part of their brain, and that area right behind your forehead that has all the executive functions, you'll see improved perfusion throughout that whole region of the brain. But isn't that beautiful, part when you think about that, when you actually connect with that power greater than self, that there's actual changes taking place in your brain?
Yeah, that is actually such a beautiful thing. People who meditate regularly really understand it. And I know that there's a lot of people who are afraid to meditate, or they just don't think they can. But basically, you want to just quiet your mind. Just quiet your mind. And if anything comes into your mind, take note of it and then let it go. And don't try to suppress it, because then you're actually not going to be in that true meditative space. But that's very interesting when you say that the two biggest components for, having a healthy brain would be to exercise. It's just taking care of our bodies, really, and also right. Meditation is taking care of our sleep was the second one, actually, and you know, sleep is very important. I know for myself, I get about 5 hours and I'm good, but some people need more sleep, and I probably should have more sleep than that, but I can function on the 5 hours. But it's very interesting for people to know that, you know, it's simple. It's just that simple. You can take care of yourself by doing simple things, and you don't even have to go to the gym if you don't have the time or the funds for it. You can take a walk. And I really love that when you said, if you need to speak with someone, take a walk and do it as you're walking, because you're right. First of all, that will make people calm down a bit and not scream and yell at each other and listen because they're out in public. But also, you know, I love that thought that, you know, it's just going to get your blood circulating and you'll be healthier and you'll have a healthier conversation. So that's an excellent way of looking at it. So can you tell us a little bit about how you began? What made you decide to educate people on the brain? Because it seems like a strange subject, you know, when you think about it, just the brain.
Well, one of the things, I was at a seminar 26 years ago. It was actually around this time of year. With a physician, his name's Dr. Daniel Amen, and just like the end of the prayer, Amen, his last name is Ben.
Yes.
And in that seminar, it was on actually attention deficit disorder. He showed brain scan after brain scan after brain scan, and it just blew me away. And it was like I learned a couple things right away that first day. I was with like 300 other professionals at the seminar, and that two master's degrees and a doctorate are now obsolete because all the models of counseling and therapy assume there's such a thing as a normal brain. And what I saw was that slight head trauma, sometimes anxiety and so on, changed brain function so well and helped me understand why people kept relapsing in their addictions. The field of psychiatry, general medicine, and my field, psychology, we don't even look at the organ that we treat. Now, if you walked into your physician's office and you had chest pain, and he just said, well, why don't you lay down here? I want to do open-heart surgery on you. You go running out of the office because he didn't look at the organ he was going to work on. You know, just heard a symptom, they said, okay, I'm going to operate, rather than getting an image of the heart and knowing if there really is something wrong there, or maybe it was something else causing that chest pain. And so that dawned on me very strongly. And so then from that day on, I began to refer for these brain scans. And then, like, when people come into my office, I bring that picture up on my monitor, and then I help them, I point to areas of the brain and help them understand where the problems are coming from, and also the practical things you can do to help turn that around. And so when I saw patient after patient after patient responding, finally getting the answers they've been looking for years, just as I explained that, straying that picture of the head, said, well, I got to write a book. And then from here on out, any of the talks and seminars, I would just include those scans. And what I found out is when I put that picture up there and I start to talk about it, everybody is enthralled because we just look at the brain as such a mysterious organ. But yet, when you actually take the time to actually look at it and understand what causes what and what you can do to help that area. Like, to give you a quick example of what I mean, my mom, she just recently turned 87 years old. And 13 years ago, she was having problems with depression, migraine headaches, and so on. And on our farm, where I grew up on in southern Minnesota, 15 miles away from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, which is a great medical center. Well, that's what we grew up with for normal medical care, was going to the Mayo Clinic, and they were able to help her with the depression or anxiety. And so finally I convinced her, she was coming out for Mother's Day to meet my granddaughter, which is my mom and dad's first great-granddaughter, and she agreed to get a scan. Well, we're sitting in the lobby of Dr. Amon's office, and I said, Mom, you have a head trauma? And she just started to cry. And here she was swinging on a rope up in the barn on the farm she grew up on in Kansas, and that 2x4 holding the rope broke, and down she fell. The boy hit her in the back of the head, and her dad found her unconscious, laying in a pool of blood on the barn floor.
Oh.
Well, all of a sudden is when that her head hit in the back there, that meant the brain bounced forward. There'd be injury in the frontal cortex, which would explain why there's times she said things that weren't too kind. Bounce around from side to side, and that's when there would be mood swings, like anger or depression would happen. And remember, she's getting the best medical care that's possible to get. No one's helping her. Really. When Dr. Amon brought up the scan on the monitor, my heart just sank. And he looked at me and he said, you tell her. And I said, well, no, you tell her. Mm-hmm. He said, you can, my mom says something. So one of you boys say something. And so I pointed out and I said, well, Mom, that injury in that front part of your brain, that was 13 years ago, so she would have been 74, is atrophying. You're headed for dementia.
Oh.
But you don't show any symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we caught this in time. And if we improve that blood flow to the front part of your brain, you're not going to go into dementia. Well, my mom, man, when she gets involved with something, she's 100%. So she began exercising frequently, healthy, balanced nutrition, you know, getting rid of, you know, bad sugars and things like that, and unhealthy carbs out of her diet, brain training exercises, and on it goes. Well, her memory scores, because I have a test I can give people that picks up at 97% accuracy, mild cognitive impairment, which is the early warning sign of dementia or Alzheimer's. She was in the dementia range. And now, all these years later, her memory scores are better at 87 than they were at 74.
Right, because she made that lifestyle change. That's an excellent story. And I love what you said before when you said that, you know, that the people who do psychiatry don't look at the part of the body that they're training. I mean, treating. I never even thought of that. That's right. You're not looking at the brain, but yet you're treating the brain. And that makes a lot of sense to me. But before we go on, we do have to break for commercial. So we'll be back with Dr. Amon.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Hello, we're back with Dr. Amen, and we're having a great conversation about the brain. We only have a few minutes left. It went so fast. You're giving us such excellent information. We last finished talking about how your mom actually changed what would happen to her if she just left her routine the same way, which she added exercise, changed her diet. What would you tell people? I know that there's a lot of people who are so concerned about dementia, Alzheimer's, and those types of diseases. So they really feel uncomfortable about it and don't really like to speak about it. But what would you say is the first step for someone who's before that time? You know, now people are telling me that they're doing these DNA tests so that they can see what their heritage is. And then they also say that, oh, there's also a component on that that they tell us what we're susceptible to. And many people have told me that, oh, wow, you know, one of the things that I don't like about it is that they're saying that I'm probably going to have dementia. So pre that time of their life, you know, these are people in their 40s and early 50s. What would you say is the first thing that somebody in that predicament should do?
For me, one of the first things to do would be getting a hold of my book, Brain on Joy, because it has the basics of what to do to help your brain. And then with those checklists there, if you're working with your doctor or a therapist or a clinician, when you fill those out, then you have something concrete to give them so they know what you're dealing with. Now, it's also important to make a distinction between Alzheimer's and dementia. Dementia is really like a plumbing problem, you know, and once you identify it, that, say, so many cases are what we call vascular dementia, and so that means the perfusion or blood flow to an area of the brain isn't happening. And see if we can, if I identify that early enough, like what happened with my mom, and with changes with exercise, nutrition, and like with those scans I told you about, Dr. Newberg's site, meditation, prayer. Actually, when a person goes into those states, you're improving perfusion or blood flow in that frontal cortex area, and you're helping to improve that. And like with my mom, she did all those steps, brain training things and so on, literally, her brain scans today look better than they did 13 years ago. So it's so important to remember the brain does change. Now, say if a person has the gene for Alzheimer's, APOE3 or E4 gene, that doesn't mean you're going to get it, though, because epigenetics is the whole study of like what stress and everything does to our DNA. We're not at the mercy of our DNA. When we make changes, like with spiritual changes and emotional changes and physical changes, we're helping to heal the DNA and help it, hopefully, from preventing to go into an Alzheimer's state. Now, Alzheimer's is a process. There's something called like this amyloid plaque that builds up in the brain, and it actually slowly starves oxygen from leaving the brain, and that begins to change. Now, if we identify that early enough, and with medications and supplements and all the things we're talking about, Tori, we can help delay major symptoms 7-8 years. And so, this one woman I was working with, she had symptoms and the DNA, it was 10 years ago. And she came in, and we got her on a program 10 years ago. And she came in just recently. She's now 82. And she was all worried because of the DNA test. That said she had the Alzheimer's gene. And I looked at her memory scores. I said, well, first off, your memory is better than when we diagnosed this 10 years ago because of all the steps we've followed on now. And now that there is some slight changes happening when we look at a brain scan due to Alzheimer's, there's a good chance that this will be full-blown probably 10 years from now, and you'll be 92. I said, you actually have a better chance of dying of something else than
right.
this.
That is wonderful. It's so good to know that we're not actually victims of our DNA. So I'm just showing your book to my audience. I suggest you pick it up. It's an excellent book. It's a great read. For those of you who love to touch and hold the book, you can do that. You can also get it on your computer. I happen to love to have books. To me, they're also like references, so I tend to keep my books. So I still have a library. I'm like old school. I like to touch it and smell it and read it and just sit in a cozy chair. Thank you so much. I'm so happy that you were on the show. You gave us some excellent information. We're just running out of time, and so we're going to have to put this to a close. And we appreciate you being here with us over the phone. He is in California, so he is not at the studio audience. But we are having a giveaway, and we're going to be giving away Dr. Earl Hansen's book, This Is Your Brain in Love. And the way that you can get this book is there will be 3 questions on Facebook. So you would go to Facebook.com/a peer component and answer those 3 questions. They'll be present tomorrow Eastern Standard Time around 1 o'clock, and just follow the instructions and then you'll be put in a pool so that you can receive this book. It's an excellent read, so pick it up if you don't have a chance, if you don't win it, because it's a winning book. And again, just showing you on the screen so you know what it looks like. It's an excellent book to have. Thank you so much, Earl, for joining us. And we're going to be ending now. And thanks, everyone, for being here. Next week, we're going to have Pam Hunter on the show, and she's going to be talking about the spirit of the horse. It's going to be an interesting show. Join us tomorrow. We're so happy to be here with you, and you will enjoy that show as well. Bye-bye now.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or a We also have a monthly support group.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
At 11:01, we're having some technical difficulties, and it's not Jennifer's fault this time. The news is staticky. So we're just going to start with the weather. There's a light rain right now with a little fog, mist, 55 degrees in Flemington. Just not a terrific day to be outside. And the showers and mist and fog is going to continue overnight into tomorrow morning, and Friday and Saturday are going to be clear and mostly sunny with a high of 67 and 64. And then, of course, Monday for Jennifer's first day of her vacation, there's going to be heavy rain.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. I'm going to assume my microphones are on.
It is. They are. Awesome. They are.
We had to skip the news. We're having a little technical difficulty with the news before our show, so let's recap the news real quick. Here,
but
Jennifer.
Let's also say it had nothing to do with Jennifer.
It didn't this time. It's very true. I'll confirm.